Pavon Vov.
Page.
Pavon. The clear world. Oilam. The word Oilam, which means the world. She came from the moon just for us. Oilam, we say the world. It sounds like everything. And in the Hebrew, Oilam means concealed. Hell. Hashem created the world in a fashion that's room for a lot of mistakes. Vagama guf, may ye to go an ill pool round. There's been 10,000 drushes in Shabbos about how people make mistakes. Korach has a lot of squeers. This causes you to. When you do something to change your mind, you have to be more careful when you do it to later change your mind. Lo Yishem Shemayim, no. If you don't Yishem Shemayim, you have to make sure it's not an Aveda. Yitzhahara, one of the tactics of Yitzhahara is to convince us that what we're doing is a mitzvah, even though it's an Aveda. The first time the Yitzhahara did that to humanity was the primordial snake, Nochel Shakamoyni. He told Chava and Odom, if you eat from the Yitzhahara, the Chava said, you'll be godlike. Ooh, godlike. That's something I want to be. They were very spiritual people. They didn't realize, though, you want to be godlike, but Hashem doesn't like what you want to be. So it's better to be what Hashem likes than to be like God. Hashem doesn't like you to be like that. That's a big deal. That's this world. Remember, the Tzidat Pegimu says, this world is like the night. And we know that the Bezikil Sishon says that the darkness causes two types of mistakes. One is it's so black you don't see anything. You walk and something, bonk. You went straight into the wall. And the other one is, you see a person, you think it's a wall or a pillar, or the other way around, more often than not. Somebody drapes his jacket over the chair and you think somebody's sitting over there. That's why it says, Zer v'shem kefeil yodum ha'yikosheilu. The way the Rishon is like darkness, a thick fog, and darkness, they don't know what they're going to bump into. They don't know where they're going. Reim is the Raki l'toiv mamish. They see the bad as it's good, and the good as it's bad. That's the mistake of the whole world, except for us. I think the Torah is something that brings us back. Less progressive. We have a mayor here nowadays. That's what you want to do. Make us more progressive. But we are more progressive than anybody else because we have the trick of survival that nobody else has. Every nation in the world has tried to survive, come to power and fallen, and we're the only ones who remain. Because we have that secret that Hashem gave to us. The Yitzhar convinces people always. Like I said, more for the nap and good intentions. The most wicked things that happened in history, they sold themselves as saving humanity. He convinced his nation that we're saving the world. Are you killing women and children? Doesn't make a difference. This is saving the world. And once you have your slogan, we're saving the world, we can do everyone you want. That's the Yitzhara. Detached from reality. Attached only to people's yetzaharas, power, lust, whatever it may be. I was on a bus years ago, and I was going from Tel Aviv to Bnei Brak. This old man got on the bus, wasn't shrum, but he saw that I looked shrum, so he walked up to me and said, "Oh." He said, "I used to learn in Lithuania in Yeshiva. I learned about the Chofetz Chaim." "Oh, see, you're doing better than I am. I don't remember the Chofetz Chaim." So I asked him, "Do you have a story or a story or something that you remember from the Chofetz Chaim?" He says, "Yeah, I'll tell you one." So I told him like this. There's a man who was between, let's say, Lodz and Krakow, halfway in between. And it was freezing cold that night. And he's waiting for the wagon to come. And suddenly, after waiting for half an hour, a wagon comes by. And he's so excited about it, he just jumps on the wagon and traveling for about another half hour. Then he asked the driver, how much longer is it to Krakow? And the driver said, my dear friend, you took the one to Lodz. You're going the wrong direction. And that was the story. So what's the mushroom? Sometimes the person is uncomfortable for convenience, just jumps onto something. Oh, this is going to be great. He doesn't realize it's taking him away from his real goal, his real destiny. That's what Hosea was telling his Talmidim. Unfortunately, this guy did not get the message because he took the wrong wagon. Yeah, but at least it's physically. But that's what this world is all about. Everybody wants to progress, they want to be successful, they want to have pleasure, they want to have power. But they're very often confused. They're not getting the real COVID, not getting the real pleasures, not getting anything. Maybe someone could explain to me. When I saw a picture of a gigantic mansion, it was a gigantic piece of property around it with two swimming pools and a tennis court. I thought to myself, what a poor guy, and Rahmanas on the guy. Actually, the guy is out to enjoy life. But okay, the first day he goes swimming, the next day he plays tennis, the third day, what does he do? Swim again, tennis again, swim again, tennis again. You know, after a while, you're already used to it. There's nothing there. What's there for him? It's probably after a while he starts dreaming, what else can he get? Anyway, I guess there's always something new, something more exciting to get to. And the mitzvah, and the gemara, and the chesed, the tefillah, it's never the same. Anyone, I don't know if you've ever tried davening, but every time it's a new experience. New challenge. Yeah. More challenge than trying to win a tennis game. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Kach Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The world that's going to exist for this period of time, 6,000 years of the physical world, then the world is a world of confusion. We have the sefer that Kosh Bob gave us, the Torah Kedoshah, which is the book of clarity. We have to use the world properly to get what it was made for out of it, how to be successful. That's the most amazing thing. We put in this world, nobody knows what's the right thing, what's the wrong thing, what's good, what's bad. And you don't have to make it up by yourself, it's all written there. The creation tells us clearly. This is what is good for us. The other stuff is bad for us. In Kol Yonah Shal Torah, the Vayas Ha'ilim, Raguf Biru Muflat, the purpose of the Torah is to clarify what the world is about, what our body is about, what our emotions are about. And in the Vim Shal Torah, Atzmei Yor Otsa Mizushim Bor Mi'iyam Seinayim. The world is kosher, the world is confusion. The Torah is light. It enlightens us. We are the enlightened people. It was amazing that euphemism that was used years ago called enlightenment movement. It's really the indoctrinement movement. It's getting people more entrenched in Olam Hazeh. It's taking them deeper into the confusion of the world. And look what it brought to us. The Mazeh of humanity has gone down and down and down constantly. We have more technology, more all kinds of things. But we're in a bad state. Yeah, so I'd hate him like the Irish will tell you nearly Mashikos and Ramban. Shayas Moshe Beinu, the Shmois. Omri Lei, Mashe Ma Yoyim Aleichem. Omri Lei. What should I tell Jewish people? They want to know the name of Hashem. Shomu Moshe Shticho, Al Maim Yasin Matan Torah. He saw that Hashem is promising Matan Torah. Do you dare get to you look to us in the shame? Keil Shaka, Yishne, you give all this. Rakhir Shem Avon, Shaboya, Oilo. There's a new Hanhoga revealed to the Torah. The others were Keil Shaka. Kel Shaka means the force that created this limited world. She died. That's the name of Shem. Die means enough. Hashem limited the teeth of the world. Spirituality was without limits. The physical world, everything was limits. So he said, the Torah is not with Kel Shaka, because it's not limited. It's Yukevoke, Havaya, this is the real thing. Yod HaMoshe Rabbeinu Ke'atayot HaNosin Rav B'Shem Avayim Baruch Hu, which is Mesbakulari HaMe'ir, a clear picture of the world. She'idagel Yonim Nevula, the highest level of Nevula, Rabban Ma'ar V'mir Yon Zem, Metchila, V'Eira, Soif Yevomis, Mintes HaMedins. Re'el Yonim Shinitam L'Yodam V'Hasim Ke'ar L'Yiki, Zeh Ta'ira. To have the light in the world, to light shine on your lives, through the Torah, in Pina Ba'ilu Ma'kuv She'enim Mesugel Zahayi. Through the Torah, we get to a clarity of what life is all about, what to take advantage of it. And when one goes with the Torah, everything fits into place beautifully. All the parts of himself. We mentioned many times the Kuzari that says that the tzaddik is like a king. The tzaddik is like a king. What do you mean, like a king? A king who's a good king. He knows all the needs of his nation and he takes care of them. Make sure there's good plumbing, there's good police force, fire force, army, economy, etc., etc., etc. That's what, yeah. Says the Kuzari, this is a tzaddik. He knows that he has a body, he has drives, he has a neshama, and he clarifies what each one needs and gives it what it needs, not more, not less. The body, you start starving yourself, it will react against you, will fight against you, will not let you be a Hashem properly. Your emotions, you don't give yourself what you need, that's also not healthy. You have to be honest with yourself, clarify what you really need. Nobody needs 10 steaks a day, that's for sure. But whatever you need, you need. That's the Torah. It clarifies, it brings us into the world of clarity. Yes, I know there's a body. I'm not going to neglect it. But I'm not going to make it the thing that my whole Metzius is going to be subservient to either. I mean, Mishpos. The paragraph starts at Mishpos. Oh, my Kodesh Baruch Hu, Mikol Umash Barasi, and the Oyev Eli Yisrael. The only ones I love of the entire world are the Jewish nation. Kinar Yisrael, the Oyev Eihu. He's like a young, youth child. I love him. Komash Barasi, and the Oyev Eli Din. Together with that, I love, of all the meters, Din. Things should be, there should be judgment, should be happier. Shnevek Eli Hashem, Oyev Mishpot. She loves the Jewish people, loves the Mishpat. Oh my God, she loves the Noisani. Now she has to live on the Am Shani Oyev. Now Mishpat. Now she says in Choshen Mishpat, Mishpat, she mevarez borov. What's the idea of a court? An Am is a court, not a Goyish court. It's to clarify the truth. When we have a Bezdin, that's the Dayanim of being. Moisin Nefesh with all the Kreifas to try to clarify exactly what is the Matthias, and that's what clearly what the Matthias is. Where is that halacha pertaining to this Matthias? It says, Kobdayin Adon Emes Din Emes Lamitoi. It's a shoot of the Kodesh Baruch Hu Maisin Vedesh. It's a person, a judge, who judges a truth to the truth. Judgment. He's like a partner of the Kodesh Baruch Hu in the creation. And the Goyim says, what's the truth to the truth? So there's two parts you have to know. You have to know, number one is, what are the facts? Clarify the case. And then, what is the law in this case? If you have a big time to call him, he doesn't clarify the case properly, give you a psalm, but nothing to do with the case. And there's a mice, I heard it years ago, there's a Rav Henkin, heard the velvet. There's a big tzaddik, time to call him, basic, blind, and he passed him a certain shayla, a short psalm. And there's a young avreich that didn't like the psalm, he wrote a whole long pamphlet saying that the psalm was wrong. So the story goes, they brought them both to the Chazanish. And he saw the Sakhar Henkin, very nice. Then he flipped through the He says, this Avrei has beautiful Torah, but has nothing to do with this case. He missed the point. He didn't hit the case right. He didn't assess it properly. So he had good Chan the Gemara, good Chan the Shulchan Aruch, but he didn't apply properly. That's what Torah is. To first have a clarity of the Matthias, and then apply the Torah to the Matthias. That's what Chayshin Mishpot. Any interactions between people is clarified to the Torah. And the eager to tell his mishpat, Moshe Matsunisa Shaysel Lechet, the Hezin, Hazin Mikan, Hazin Mikan, Ibn Emsa. Princess is going with a guy watching over from both sides. She's in the middle. So the Torah, the Dinim in front of it and afterwards, and the Torah's in the middle. Yeah. So anyway, that's what we're hearing today, this point. The Koyach of Torah, how important we have to be connected to Torah, and own Torah learning, try to clarify as much as we can what's coming out of Torah, and to realize that even things we can't come to a conclusion by ourselves, we have the Torah, Talmid Chachamim, who are so careful to make sure they get the truth. Chazon Ish writes in one place an amazing thing. He says that there's a chaver taking shechad, taking bribes. Chazon Ish says it's a chuk. Doesn't make sense. But we have to do it anyway, not take bribes. They said, what are you talking about? You get $1 billion from one of those guys. He says, a dying, his quest for the truth is so powerful that getting $1 million from one side shouldn't change him one iota. But the Torah says, don't take. And we don't take. And because the Torah said don't take, then if you take it, it's going to warp your sefer. That's what the Torah said, it's going to blind your eyes. But anyway, that's the mind train where it's coming from. And we have this wonderful Torah which teaches us truths of life and the clarity, how to behave in every situation in the way that Hashem wants us to do. And that brings us to our goal, to be Dovid Bakal Shvoku in our actions and our minds and everything.